The Australian government has opened up detention centres, or reopened detention centres, on Manus Island and on Nauru, a bipartisan policy from the main political parties. But I think calling these places detention centres is really a misnomer. That's not what they are. They're concentration camps. These places are not about ensuring any kind of security for the people who've come trying to get to Australia looking for safety. They have become torture centres. And it's quite clear that the Abbott government and the ministers would be quite happy to see more people die there. Not that they're going to say that explicitly, they're just going to talk about firmness. Firmness when people are hacked about, when somebody is killed, and they're condoning that firmness. For their own reasons, they want to deter people from trying to come to Australia, from trying to seek safety in Australia. And deaths would suit their purpose very well. Their policies make no sense in their own terms. Every extra person we have here in Australia, especially people who are enthusiastic about joining the community here, who want to work, who want to make a life for themselves and their families, every person is a contribution to improving the life of everybody else who's already here. But by playing on racism, by pointing to these poor, unfortunate people and saying they're a threat to the Australian way of life, this racist government, and unfortunately, those racists at the head of the Labor Party as well, who condone the policy, are distracting attention from the real threat to the likes of you and me, the threat to our jobs, the threat to our conditions, the refusal to allow gay and lesbian people to get married, the denial of their rights. The real threat to us are those who are running this government. So we should see their policy on refugees, their racist policy on refugees, their homophobic policy on equal marriage rights, their racist policies towards Aboriginal people. All of this fit into a pattern. The fight at the moment, here and now, is on the question of refugees, but we've got to fight on a series of fronts.